It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1, WAJI here on a Wednesday. In terms of what's trending with our news, a Wabash man making some local headlines, 20 felony charges after reportedly stealing close to $500,000 from Huntington County School District while he worked there. And the same man is accused of a similar scam of bilking a school out of funds in Grant County. Turns out, I don't know how it all went down, but without digging into boring accounting details, he would just say he's paying contractors with gift cards, which right there is a red flag.
Right.
You know how people like to be paid? Cash.
Yeah.
Cash, homie. All right? Anyway, then he would just use the gift cards for himself. Direct flights to Detroit will be returning here to Fort Wayne. If you didn't know, we lost them for a while back in 2020 during the pandemic, and they never returned. Pilot shortages, lack of interest in the routes. Well, now that demand is back up, and Detroit will have these nonstop flights once a day starting June 7th. If you're keeping track, now Fort Wayne International offers 13 nonstop flight destinations across four different airlines here in Fort Wayne. The Amazon Big Spring Sale is off and running today through Monday. It's flagged a little differently than their deal days, even though I think it's a similar concept. That being said, other retailers are trying to match Amazon's hype. Target has sales, Walmart, and other retailers today. Little showbiz news. Travis Kelce is reportedly in talks to host a reboot of the game show that Jeff Foxworthy once hosted, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And then his girlfriend Taylor Swift went on, according to Disney Plus, broke all of their streaming records for a music movie ever, close to 16.2 million hours watched over the debut weekend of her Eras Tour landing on their platform. That show, man, that concert's 3.5 hours long.
You've made your way through, what, 40 minutes of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit at a time. And
20 minutes here, 20 minutes there.
I'll be honest, guys. I know the radio hits, and she's got a ton of those, let's be clear. But when she goes into some sort of deep cut from an album that was on a bonus track of a something.
Well, the Swifties know it.
And the Swifties go crazy.
Yes.
And then I'm always like, no clue what that is. No clue. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I think it's a lot of hype. I don't know if it's a lot of reality, but Amazon has a big spring sale today that goes on through Monday. But what I haven't done is everybody follows Amazon. Like, is Target doing something today to try to compete?
Walmart.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, at some point, you can get lost in this stuff, and sometimes you find yourself going, I just finished paying off Christmas, man. I don't need to be going in the hole, but I just walk on over to Target.com.
Yeah,
they've got a big spring sale
going on now,
and it's a lot of the same things.
Yep.
Kid games for when they're home during the summer, like Monopoly or like board games. That'll last a minute. Bathing suits and patio furniture, man. People are rocking that patio furniture.
They really are. Look at all those Easter baskets, too.
Can I tell you one thing I do like? I tend to like Halloween candy. I don't love Easter candy. Like, to me, the Cadbury egg is gross.
Mm.
Jelly beans are bleh.
Yeah, I don't like jelly beans.
But the Starburst jelly beans, I do enjoy.
You do?
Oh.
I like the Jelly Bellies.
Well, the problem with Jelly Belly is like, and it's not a real problem, but it is a grab bag. Like, all of a sudden you'll be grabbing a handful and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
How did sour apple get in there?
Mm-hmm.
At least
how about the Peeps? Do you like the Peeps?
No, not Peeps, and I'm not Pez.
Oh, you don't like Pez either?
I don't know that Pez is necessarily Easter. I think it's year round, but I mean, I spent 20 minutes trying to load that thing into the thing.
And then you can't get it.
And then my kids, like, pop them all in a row. And I'm like, oh, gosh, no, that is a... See, to me, Pez tastes like medicine. I don't know. I don't like it. I do, though. What is the stat? I get this every year as a radio host about chocolate bunnies. Chocolate bunnies. America usually debates two things. Do I bite the ears or the butt first? Which are you?
I think I'm the ears. I bite the ears first.
Yeah. And you know why? because nobody wants to be a butt biter. You understand? I think it's Freudian. I don't even think it has anything to do, but I'm not going to be.
You're not going to be the butt biter.
There's a part of you that's like, I can't. It's just a poor bunny. I'm not going to go bite its butt.
It's called a tail. You're not going to bite its tail.
Oh, okay,
off.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, if you want to look at it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sure, okay, fine.
But you'd rather bite the ears off.
We all would. Mm. The research shows. Nobody wants to be walking around public during the resurrection being a butt biter. Hey, it's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Does everybody remember NBC has the Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
That'll be coming up.
Is it
summer.
Soon? Like June or July?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I bring this up and some people get really mad, but I wanted to wait. I waited 2 days on this story because I wanted to wait for the Washington Post, a respected newspaper, to have the story, and they have it today. Sex is back in the Olympic Village. That headline will be out again because Paris, as a country, plans to hand out or have available over 300,000 condoms or contraception to the Olympic participants within Olympic Village. This story is back.
I can't believe this is back. Didn't we just go through this with the Winter Olympics?
Well, it was even under a different spot. It becomes under a spotlight because of COVID during the Olympic Games and stuff like that. But spreading of diseases and proximity.
Right.
They often say this is often brought on by the World Health Organization. The WHO is often behind some of this because it's, you know, it's just think that's a safe way to protect from a number of things, disease being one of them. But the Olympic organizers in France went on to say, we have over 300,000 condoms available. And if you've done the math, and some people have, we have roughly 14,000 athletes. That equates to, quote, more than enough. Because it's 21
condoms
per person.
Oh my gosh. Well, how long is the games? Isn't there games?
They're like 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's one a night.
They went on to say the person who manages the Olympic Village during the games has gone on to say, yes, the athletes will be very enthusiastic and comfortable. And our goal with this is to exceed expectations as we are with anything with the games.
Mm.
There you go. So,
wow. I
don't.
What?
I mean, it's just.
21 is a lot, it seems like.
Right?
But it's only one per night, so to speak, since the games are roughly 2 weeks.
Let's be honest. You can have one and your partner can have one. You know what I'm saying?
Because you are pairing up.
Yeah, you are partnered, usually.
Well.
Thank you, Kat.
Okay. Andy?
Usually it takes two to tango on this.
So red.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, I just think it's an interesting odd stat. But as they go on to say, most of these athletes had to sacrifice for relationships in order to prepare for the games.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, although not all, most of our athletes are in, quote, their prime hormonal desires of their life.
Not to mention, don't they say, track stars and
perform better
if you
abstain.
Yeah.
Well, and there's that theory. I mean, if you've been training for 4 years.
Yeah, you're ready there after you win gold.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Had some fun on social media yesterday. If you'd like to call in and play along. The question was, name a basic thing. Something simple that you think everyone else is just acing, but you can't do. You're just not great at. You know, blowing a bubble in gum. Whistling might be a good example, you know?
I can't take a selfie the proper way without cutting somebody's face off.
You legit.
I'm no good at selfies.
People, I think it's a self-anxiety thing.
I moved the camera at the wrong time and...
Cheryl writes in, what's something else that everyone else can do but you can't seem to do? She writes in, stay married.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. Huh? Lori chimes in, cleaning windows. I don't know how you do it. Every time I do it, there's streaks. Yeah. I also would put folding fitted sheets on this list, she says.
Oh, I cannot fold a fitted sheet. Just eyeball that thing up and throw it in the drawer. That's the way a fitted sheet is meant to be folded.
Yep, I agree. There's other headaches in life. 260-467-9500. Everyone else is great at, but you can't do blank is really the question. Tiffany writes in, vacuuming out her car.
Oh, you can't vacuum out your car?
I think she probably can. It's getting around to
doing it.
That's like the will to work out. Like, we all want to be fit. It's finding time
to do that.
Right. Sewing? Yeah, I can't sew.
How about snapping? Can you do that? No. I can't really do that very well. I'm not very good at that.
That's you doing your best effort on a snap?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you guys do that. I've never could snap. My fingers just don't do that.
They're just so soft and moisturized.
They probably
they're
are.
They're just so you
they're
can't.
They're sweaty right now, too.
Uh-huh. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Everyone else is great at, but you can't do what? Talk on the phone. Was that rude?
No. All right. It's true, though.
I will say this. Yeah, everyone else is, I don't know that everyone else is good at it, but you know what I struggle with? Why is it that I can see typos that I make after I've posted something?
Oh, yeah.
But when I proofread before I post.
Yeah, my mind doesn't allow it. Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Deanna writes, I can't come up with witty comebacks. My brain doesn't work fast enough. I hate it when everybody else has a smart aleck comment and I can't think of one.
Or you think of it like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, or the next
day.
That's
the worst.
You're like,
you know?
That's no good.
It is the worst. You get back to your desk and you're like, oh, I should have said that.
That's usually how people have arguments with their spouse. Do you ever had a fake argument with a spouse or a coworker in your shower?
Oh, gosh, yes. You talk to yourself in the shower.
And you try to do both sides of the conversation. You're undefeated in the shower.
Oh, I do that in my car.
Yeah, you're undefeated.
I had that conversation to myself in my car.
Yeah, when you get out and have the conversation in real life, you're like, ofer. I know. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome to a Wednesday. I know a lot of little stories today in the news to give you the 411. How about the story that's the regional one where the Wabash man faces 20 felony charges after reportedly bilking or stealing more than $450,000. From Huntington School Corporation.
Good grief.
While he worked there. Again, I don't know how if you guys understand this, but I don't think school corporations are like just flush.
No.
With cash that they don't know that $450,000 is gone missing. Apparently the same guy who from Wabash is accused of running a similar scam years ago in Grant County to take that school district for thousands of dollars. I don't know from an accounting perspective how it all went down, other than the media reported it as the dude said he was buying gift cards to give to contractors.
Uh-huh.
And then
he was using those gift cards himself.
But then wouldn't the contractor be like, where's my money?
Yeah, right.
Like, or where's my gift? Whatever. I don't know, man. All of it sounds not great and bad for the school district. And according to reports, Huntington County is trying to do whatever they can to recoup some of
the money
so that they obviously can use it for things like, I don't know, air conditioning or heat. Sounds like a good idea, followed by electricity, teacher's salary, and other funding that comes from that. So
it's being reported as he had an alcohol and a gambling problem. And visited the casino many, many times.
Oh, well, that's what a shocking.
Yeah.
What a shocking correlation of events.
It's not sure whether or not he's been using those gift cards at the casino or not. Because
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, Visa gift cards. I mean, you can get money gift cards.
Yeah, but don't you just...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think like a criminal. That's my problem.
Well.
I wouldn't be like, I didn't know if.
That's because you use your powers for good and not evil.
Thank you. I'm glad you get that. Because I didn't even know like credit cards could be taken at casinos. Like, I don't know. Or a gift card or whatever. I don't know how
that works.
I think
you... You know what?
Every time I just go to Vegas with a couple hundred bucks in cash, yeah. And I go, watch how fast this goes. That's usually what I do. And I'm always shocked at the cost of a table when I go to Vegas.
Yeah, because now, I mean, $10, $15 a hand.
That's only if you go to...
$25 a hand.
Yeah, you got to go to the shady part of town where the locals go to get like
$5 hands anymore.
Yeah, otherwise they're like $30 hands
in
Vegas.
I know.
And I'm like, man, I'm not even going to be playing long enough to get a free drink from the lady who hates her life. You ever see that one? She's always running around in the bunny costume.
Yes.
And she hates her life, and you're like, all right.
Well, so. Now you can get massages, you know, at casinos.
Well, now I'm into that. Now,
yeah.
Don't teach me the dark arts here.
You can get a shoulder massage or a neck or a scalp massage at a casino.
At a casino?
Yes, you can.
Oh, no.
Yes, you can. Watch out. I know. You are a sucker for a massage.
I am.
You like the massages?
I went yesterday to Glenbrook Square Mall to get the massage.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you get the table massage or
no,
did you get
the
chair massage? They lean into you, man.
Oh, they rub hard and I was out there getting rubbed in a really odd way right next to a bunch of families getting pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was doing yesterday. All of a sudden, smile, little Timmy, smile. And yeah. Then there's me in the background going, oh.
They do know how to put their weight into it, you know?
Like
because, gosh,
like
could you imagine? I could not be a masseuse. I couldn't do it.
You get arthritis and carpal tunnel and by the end of the week. Yeah, I get it. Who wants to believe in love, even if it's just for the next couple minutes of this segment? Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Let me take you to where love happens. North Muskegon, Michigan.
Okay.
High school sweethearts who are in their 90s.
Aww.
Reconnect after 73 years apart and now spend every weekend together. Joanne is 92.
Okay.
Bill is 90.
Okay.
And I've only got about 30 seconds of this sort of notebook, sort of love, sort of reconnecting thing that's happened here in the Midwest where love does happen, and that's in Muskegon.
Her and I researched a little bit further and saw that his wife had passed away the year before, and I dropped him a note, said it would be fun to reminisce.
And I thought, well, it's interesting, we'll get together. So I called her and told her I'd be down. Neither one of us looked the same after 70 years. But once we got over that little bit of a shock, the personalities and the way we feel about each other just came right back.
Aw, that is sweet.
Feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
73 years apart, but now Facebook and cell phones, according to the story here that's reported by Fox 59.
Social media.
Has brought these two folks back together. They first grew up and met on the bus in the 1940s.
Aww.
The two joked who made the first move. She would say it was her because she needed a place to sit on the bus. And she started a conversation. They go on to say that at the time, she was a majorette. Which is part of the band.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says she believes that he was attracted to her outfit.
Oh, uniform?
And title of being a majorette. They do have photos of them going to prom together.
Really?
Back in the 1949. And they have a photo. So it's a wonderful little piece that you probably see on like a CBS Sunday morning type vibe.
Uh-huh.
Bill, they both went off to separate ways after high school and have now reconnected and spend their weekends together showcasing and celebrating their affinity for one another.
Oh, well, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
Guys.
You're in your
90s? Older woman has its perks.
Well, I wasn't old enough to have a driver's license. I didn't have a car. That's the sum of it. But, that's what attracted me to her.
Oh.
She had a car.
That and I was a majorette in high school. I think he was attracted to that.
Well, that was part of it.
But you
that was part of it.
Much more than that.
I like taking her to my old buddies and showing her off.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just like being with her.
it might come as a surprise to learn these high school sweethearts have spent most of their lives apart.
He took me to my senior prom, and then I went off to Michigan State, and he was still back in high school, so we kind of each went our separate ways from then on.
Jim.
And now they're just spending...
Now they're kicking it every weekend.
In the weekend, in their 90s, playing rummy together.
Rummy.
With their social circle, so...
Hey, you know what? They're living. They're living, and they're happy. Such a good story, Andy.
It's Andy and Kat. Love in Muskegon.